This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. One of the closest aides to President Bush is leaving. One question is whether more advisers will follow Chief of Staff Andrew Card to the door. Any changes could affect the direction of the president's final 2.5 years in office. So this morning, we brought in NPR White House correspondent David Greene. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What are you hearing?
Well, you ask people at the White House, are there more changes coming? And you get a big, well, we'll see. The White House has a new chief of staff coming in about 8 days. I think everyone is looking to that as the possibility of when we could see something else. President Bush said that he'll turn to Josh Bolton, and if Bolton advises him that there should be more changes, he would make them. It's worth noting we've seen some departures already. Claude Allen, who was the president's domestic policy advisor, ran into some personal legal troubles. He's gone. Card is now gone. He was the big one. We've seen other changes, such as Gail Norton, the interior secretary, leaving. So there's been this drip, but taken together, we've seen some significant change already, and we'll see if there's more to come.
When you look at major figures in the administration, who's safe and who's in trouble?
Well, I think the big question is whether the president would touch his inner circle more. Andy Card was a big one, obviously. You look at people like Karl Rove, who is his chief political advisor. Rove's been through so much. I mean, the leak of CIA operative Valerie Plame's name really hurt his reputation. He was seen as a political liability. The kind of stuff that would take a lot of people in Washington down, but he survived a lot of it. He's been such a political asset to the president. It's hard to imagine a White House without him. You turn to someone like Dan Bartlett. He's in his 30s. He's young, but he's served this president for longer than anyone through his days as Texas governor. He's a counselor to the president, meaning he advises him on image, policymaking, communications. It's the type of job where if Republicans wanted to bring a gray beard in, as some of them would say, someone who could really shake things up and bring some veteran experience, that's the kind of job that you could see them really salivating and wanting to fill. But Bartlett has been loyal to the president, perhaps more loyal than anyone. Again, it would be a hard decision to see him go.
What about other people who manage communications in the press?
The big one, of course, is Scott McClellan, the face that a lot of Americans are familiar with. His reputation took a real beating last year over the Valerie Plame affair. He had told reporters that Karl Rove, Scooter Libby, who was Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, were not involved in the leak of Valerie Plame's name. It turned out that they had some involvement, and I think we have some tape here. McClellan was in a pretty tense briefing with reporters, basically asking them to speak for his reputation. This cut is McClellan and ABC's Terry Moran.
What I can't do is carry your water for you, and I wonder...
I'm not asking you to.
Well, yes, you are.
I'm just asking you to speak to who I am, and you know who I am.
The last thing a White House wants, Steve, is a press secretary who does not have the trust of reporters. There have been complaints about the way the communications shop handled getting out word of Vice President Dick Cheney shooting a hunting partner, handling communications on policy, on strategy. But again, Scott McClellan, his family goes way back in Texas politics. He's served this president for a long time. He's not going anywhere. I mean, Bolton, I think, has permission to make some changes if he wants to. But if it's going to involve Scott McClellan, you'd have to think it would go through President Bush first.
This has got to be a hard moment for a president who likes to remain loyal to people who have remained loyal to him.
Indeed, I think it is. And if changes happen, it would come hard. One area where we could see change is the relationship between the White House and Congress. There's a person, Candy Wolf, who is the chief lobbyist for the White House. And some Republicans think they need more of a heavyweight to handle the president's agenda. We've seen some challenges, Social Security, immigration. That's one area where they're struggling is the relationship with the Hill.
Okay, and we'll keep listening for your reports as we learn more. David Greene at the White House, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Steve.
Thanks for coming in this morning.